4ZPY, this is 4ZPY. 4FTX. FTX clear.
4DOS mobile.
4HX. Hey, Gary.
How are you out and about doing?
We're a district Christmas party this morning at the Anderson Bowling Alley, and my wife is in a couple places shopping while we're down here. I'm just sitting out here in the vehicle waiting on her.
Have you had to sit there and wait on her so she don't have to walk home?
That might not be good for me if I'd done that.
Nod on your head. I'm just out running a few errands this morning. I've been to two places. I had to get some diesel fuel for my tractor. I almost run it out. I wasn't paying attention, and I'm glad that I caught it before it runs completely dry.
I want to do that if you can help it. That's not a good thing.
About these small diesel engines, I know about the big ones when you run them out of fuel. But this little Yanmar diesel, I don't know about them yet, so I don't want to find out.
If that one doesn't have the regen on it, it's probably just like the big ones. Just crack the lines, bleed them, and fire them back up. But it's still not good for them.
I run anything out of fuel, whether it's the lawnmower, the tractor, or truck, or car, or whatever. I try not to run out of gas.
Surprising how cheap diesel fuel is over here in the Anderson area.
Over there, and it is over this way.
And right there on White Horse is pretty cheap, I thought. It's 10, 15 cents a gallon cheaper over here.
I got an idiot on a motorcycle over here weaving in and out of traffic. I hope he gets to where he's going.
Of death, they have a tendency to do that.
I don't care. I'm not on the motorcycle, I'm in my truck, so I let them go be stupid.
You just gotta kinda watch out for them people. They're dangerous to themselves.
I think I told you I had ordered my lumber for my deck. It was supposed to have been delivered yesterday, and yesterday afternoon I called and asked to speak to dispatch and asked him about what time I could expect it, and they couldn't find me in the computer. So I almost got upset over that, but I tried to help my temper down a little bit and talk to him, and he said that the guy that waited on me failed to hit the error button on his computer or something, and didn't get put in. And he went ahead and put it in. He said, will it be all right if I deliver it on Monday? And I said, yeah. I said, can you give me an approximate time? And he said, well, he said, I'll put it in there for first out, so they should be there about 6 o'clock. And I said, no. I said, make it a little later. I said, I'm not getting up that time of the day to take care of my dogs. And he said, oh, you got dogs? I said, yeah. So we talked on a few minutes, and tell you what, it amazed me that they were going to do that, come that early.
Places that will get out early if you're up and do things. I mean, it's amazing what's open at that time of day and what's not.
Kind of surprised me. I didn't think they would be up and up and about that early, but he said that they try to get first deliveries out real early, and that way they can do a little more. And I said, well, when can I expect you out? He said, well, can I put you on the second out? He said, they'll leave here just before lunch or right around lunchtime. I said, that would be great. So it's going to be delivered a little bit later, not much later, way before breakfast.
Been part of the morning crew that day.
Not that, I could have done that, but, well, when you don't go to bed till late, and, normally somewhere around 12:30, 1 o'clock before we go to bed. And I try not to get up too early. And if I know I'm going to get up early, I go to bed earlier than that. But, oh, well, it'll work out.
Still getting it quicker than you thought you was anyway, so can't complain about that.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to take the lumber. I'm going to have them, I'm going to get the dogs up, move the car in the truck, and let them take it all the way back there to the barn. And then I'll hand stack it in the barn to keep it dry. And that way it'll be there when I get ready to start working on it.
They should be able to back it around there fairly close to the barn. That way you don't have to carry it too far.
Got one of them forklift type things that rides on the back of the truck. And I told the guy, I said, I got a big double gate. And he said, well, if nothing else, he can raise it up long enough to go through the gate and then drop it back down towards the ground so he don't drop it. I said, if he drops it, he's bought it.
He will. That's pretty level there and easy to get through. Shouldn't have too much trouble. As long as you didn't get any real long stuff.
And feet, and that's what I bought was 16 footers, so that's the longest I bought, so they shouldn't have any trouble with it.
Surprised you didn't have one of those little dingoes that turns and it goes sideways along with going straight. They got hydraulic wheels on them that will turn the drive wheels 90 degrees on some of those.
I don't know. I don't know what kind it is or that sort of thing, but I'll find out sometime Monday, no doubt, and get that stuff there. And I'm over here at one of the big box stores. I'm going to go in and see if I can find some fasteners and screws and that sort of thing. look around, see what I got to get, and go ahead and get the concrete. Stephen's supposed to come over he's supposed to be at the house about 2 o'clock. And we're going to pour the footings today, and that way it's supposed to rain tomorrow, so I'll cover them up and so it don't rain on them and let them dry. And then sometime next week I may get out there and fiddle with it a little bit or may not, depending on what the weather is and how cold it is. I don't want to get out there when it's real cold. Yeah, if it's 45, 50 degrees, that'd be all right. But if it's below that, I don't want to get out there working on that deck.
But it's good to have the materials so that you can do that when it does present itself an opportunity.
I'm hoping the weather will cooperate a little bit anyway. But Patrick, I've enjoyed it. I'm here at the big box store. I'm going to jump out, run inside, pick up a few things, and go back to the house and hopefully meet Stephen. I'm hoping he'll come over and help me. Well, I'm not going to have to mix the 6 bags of concrete, so it won't take long.
Will you be careful out there? Tell Joy at least I said hello and good talk.
Well, at least we said hello, and y'all have a great afternoon. Enjoy yourself. The beautiful weather out today. Y'all have a safe trip on back to the house. We'll talk to you a little bit later. 73, my friend, KO4HKX, KI4DOS Mobile.